Welcome to Evans Joe's Podcast, official podcast of the NCDA.
You want to know what's that? Grown men playing basketball.
A place where everyone seems to get
enough.
And now here's your host, Josh Raymer. All right.
Hello and welcome to Average Joe's Podcast, the official podcast of the NCDA, the National College Dodgeball Association. I am your host, Josh Raymer, president of Dodgeball Affairs at Western Kentucky University, and I would like to extend a big thank you to everyone who is tuning in to this first ever edition of Average Joe's Podcast. Thank you guys very much. Now, for those of you who are new to the world of podcasting, or maybe don't even know what a podcast is, the easiest way I can think to explain this is that a podcast is a radio show for your iPod. And this podcast in particular, Average Joe's, will cover every aspect of the National College Dodgeball Association. And when I say every aspect, I mean that on this podcast, I hope to review games that have happened, detail upcoming games, maybe give predictions, talk on the phone with presidents or players from other schools, see what's happening in their neck of the woods, what's going on with their team, you know. I feel like this is a great way for everyone in the NCDA to keep in touch, and it's kind of a great forum for everyone to express their ideas and their thoughts about this organization in general. As for some specific details on Average Joe's Podcast, I would like to put this out on a pretty regular basis, and I think once school starts back here for everyone close to the end of August, my goal is to have an edition of Average Joe's out 2 to 3 times a month. That way everyone feels like they are keeping up to date with what's happening at different schools. And I am going to change it up a little bit. It will not be my voice alone that you hear on upcoming podcasts. I think once my guys return from my team, from their respective homes and cities, and come back to school, I'm going to try to have them on as guest hosts, and we will talk through games together. We will interview people from different schools, as I've said before. So that is something to look forward to with this podcast in the future. But I think the main thing to understand is that Average Joe's Podcast is just an extension of the new NCDA. Like all of our other content, its purpose is just to make this organization something cool and worthwhile to be a part of. It will be available on our new website, which I will detail in just a minute, as well as through iTunes. So I would encourage you, if you like the podcast, you like what you hear, go on to iTunes and subscribe to Average Joe's Podcast. That way, whenever a new episode comes out, it will automatically download to your iTunes. So not only is it very convenient, it would just personally be very cool to me to see people subscribing to something that I am doing and putting out through my laptop. So if you could do that for me, I would greatly appreciate it. Also, if you would like to phone in and talk to us here on the podcast, please send a request to joshua.raymer, R-A-Y-M-E-R, 751 at wku.edu. So now that you know the purpose of Average Joe's Podcast and how to contact us if you want to talk to us on here, I guess the next thing I want to discuss is what I referred to earlier as the new NCDA. And this is an idea that came to me probably at the end of last school year. I would say mid-April. It was the lead-up to the national tournament. And as I looked around at the website and at different teams and what they had going on, I realized that instead of being a very unified force with something tangible to grasp onto and say that is what we stand for, that is what we are trying to do and accomplish, we were more of a loose conglomeration of schools who just used the organization as a means to communicate with different teams and occasionally check in to see what the other teams were doing. And I just felt like it was time for a change. I wanted this organization to be something to be proud of, to be something that everyone wanted to be a part of, and that they felt like they could contribute to on a regular basis. But I didn't want to make it seem like I was trying to lead an uprising within the NCDA. So I called Alex Pomus at Michigan State, and God bless him, the guy has done so much with this organization. You know, he is the reason that we have the NCDA at all. So I realized, though, that he was about to enter a different phase in his life, and I felt like it was time that someone pick up the torch and take this organization in a bold new direction. So I called and talked to him and expressed my sincere enthusiasm with wanting to really reestablish the NCDA as the premier dodgeball organization in the country. So after I got his blessing and his assurances that I had his full confidence, I began to map out my plan to put the NCDA over the top. Before I ever started getting into the specifics of my plan, however, I decided that it would be important to lay down some goals that that I wanted to accomplish with this new plan. And the most important goal that I realized was that I wanted to establish a bold new identity for the NCDA, which I felt was the main component that we had been lacking up until this point. When you think of important sports organizations in the world, like the NFL and the NBA and Major League Baseball, certain images come into your mind of what that organization stands for and what they represent, which I really and truthfully wanted for our organization. And there were many aspects that I felt like need to be addressed to really establish a new identity, and that was really the beginning of my plan. And what I also realized when I sat out writing down what I felt like needed to be done with the NCDA, I realized that we faced a unique challenge because, unlike these other prominent sports organizations, we were a strictly web-based organization. We didn't have headquarters, we didn't have anything like that, any really tangible means of establishing ourselves. So I came to the conclusion that the logical way to make us a more visible and recognizable entity was to establish a brand new website. I felt like that would be the easiest and most efficient way to establish and maintain this new identity that I was seeking to bring about for the association. And what I quickly discovered with setting out to build up this new identity through strictly the internet was that we were very limited without the physical elements that these other organizations had. So one of the key things I felt with this new identity was to come up with a brand new logo that, you know, people within the organization could point to and say, look, that's us. That's the organization that I'm a part of. You know, this is a representation of what we're trying to do. So I had my good buddy, who is also helping me design the website. His name is Derek Sabiston, and he sat down and designed an awesome new logo for us that will be featured on every page on our new website, in the hopes that it would start to be ingrained in the minds of people who visited our website on a regular basis, similar to the way that the NBA, NFL, and MLB logos are now so commonly associated with their respective organizations. That was my hope for the NCDA as well. So the new logo became an integral part of the website design in general. And with that in mind, I just set out and started looking for websites to model the new NCDA site after, which I guess this would be a good time to mention that it will be the same web address as it was previously. I just took over the NCDA dodgeball domain from Alex, so you don't have to worry about memorizing a new URL. But I set out looking for websites that I could model our new site after. And after some looking, I guess it's no surprise that I ended up borrowing from two very, very popular websites in ESPN.com and NFL.com. There are a lot of elements, mainly borrowed from ESPN and some elements from NFL. So if you want a basic idea of what the finished website is going to look like, take a look at those two websites and kind of combine the two. And they were sort of my model for what I wanted to do with the website. And obviously, we are not ESPN, so we're not going to have as much content as that website has, But aesthetically, that's what I'm shooting for with our new site. But much like ESPN.com, this new site will be driven by content. And I've got to make it clear right from the get-go that that is content that is generated by members, all the members of the different teams within the NCDA. This is a website for you guys, by you guys. So without your help and cooperation, this effort really will crumble. Because, like I've said before, I want this to be something that everyone feels like they can contribute to. So the content that we have on the site will be contributed by you guys and not by me. So I need everyone's help in making this a truly spectacular website. And as far as the content goes, I did not want our new site to be limited in terms of what type of stuff we could bring you guys. So much like ESPN.com, we are going to have a plethora of information for you all to absorb on a daily basis. The majority of this content will be stories, and even though it is a very lofty ambition, I would love to have a short recap of every game that is played by every team during the season. You see these type of stories on every major sports website. They're very short, very brief, and they detail what happened during the game, maybe include a couple quotes. But they are very cool because they just, on the NCDA site, would allow other teams to just kind of be aware of what's happening with other schools outside of their own. And maybe gauge their competitions, you know, keep up with what other schools, who they're competing against, what the results are, and just basically keep up with what's going on around the organization in general. Now, in addition to these stories, we're also going to have photos. And while I know that not every college dodgeball player is a professional photographer, I know that, as is the case with our team, at least some members of your squad know some photographers. And if that's the case, all you have to do is go up to them, you know, a couple days before one of your games and say, hey, would you mind to come take some pictures at one of our matches? I know that's worked for us on more than one occasion. And if, you know, you can't work out a situation like that, believe me when I say that Facebook quality stuff will work perfectly for what we're trying to do, because we just want these pictures to add a visual element to the stories, because I felt like that is just provides a different wrinkle than, you know, just words on the screen. But these stories and pictures aren't the only two things that are going to be featured on the new page. As is the custom with the YouTube generation, we are also going to feature video on the new website, because I know that there is a ton of footage floating around out there right now. I think Grand Valley alone has contributed upwards of 4 to 5 hours of their game footage. We have a couple videos. Schools like Ohio State and Bowling Green and DePaul have contributed some footage. So what we're going to do is we're going to feature a YouTube video player on the website that will make a playlist of all the videos that have been added by the various schools. So instead of having to comb the internet trying to find these videos, it'll be right there in one convenient place for you. And I feel this is important because with the proliferation of websites like YouTube, it's just a lot more customary to expect video. And so, you know, being the NCDA, we did not want to disappoint. But that's not it. In addition to these stories and pictures and video, we are also going to feature a poll question on the new website that you will be able to vote on and view the results to kind of get a feel for the pulse of the NCDA on these various topics that we ask about. And we're also going to feature message boards, which I got to tell you I'm really excited about, because I feel like this gives us a great forum to get on and discuss, you know, between different teams. You want to get on and, you know, schedule a game with another school. That's awesome. You want to get on and talk smack with your upcoming opponents. That's cool. Just whatever gets people on the message boards, gets them talking, and gets them excited is fine by me. And we're also going to feature a store. So if your team has any merchandise, we would be happy to feature that merchandise on the new store and hopefully get you guys a little more exposure. And I think that about covers it as far as what type of content we're going to have on the new website. But as far as aesthetically, other things that we're going to feature on the new page, if you've ever been to NFL.com, you'll notice at the top of their page, they often feature boxes that display upcoming games, the opponent, and what date that game is happening on. And that is a feature that I have decided to adopt with our new website. It will feature the three most recent games that are coming up on the calendar. So, the opponents and the date. So, as soon as you find that information out, who you're playing and when you're playing, please send that information to us so we can feature your game at the top of the page as an upcoming match. And that information can be sent to the same email address as the request to get on the podcast. And that email address is joshua.raymer751@wku.edu. Along with the upcoming game boxes, we will also feature at the very top of our page the logo for each of the schools that is in the association. And these logos will serve as links to pre-existing websites that each team already has in place. So these websites can be something ranging from real websites that are hosted or just something as simple as a Facebook group. Because we know you guys have worked hard to maintain these websites, and we would like to, you know, just like with your merchandise, wanting to put it in the store, we just want to get you guys some more exposure. So that is something else that will be featured on the page as well. In addition to the links that we have to you guys' pre-existing websites, we're also going to build each team their own personal page that will feature every bit of content that has been displayed on the website at one time or another. And I feel like this is really important because instead of coming onto the website and looking for all these stories and pictures and video related to, say, Saginaw Valley, you can just go to their team page and see every bit of content that has been put on the website about them. And I feel like this accomplishes one of the main goals that we're setting out to achieve with this new website is ease of use and convenience. And with a lot of the things that we have in place with this new website, I feel like that is a very achievable goal, but I don't know, I guess we'll see. So as you can see, we have some big dreams and lofty ambitions for this new website, but I feel like it's an integral part of building up this new identity for the NCDA. And I didn't mention this before, but it is my goal to have the initial website launched during the last week in August, when most schools have started back for the fall semester. I think this would be a good point to reemphasize our real need for content right now. As I've stated previously, this is a website for you guys, by you guys. And at this point in time, we don't have near enough content to make our initial launch date. So I have to encourage everyone out there, if there's anyone on your team that enjoys writing journalistically, please just have them write a real brief story about any aspect of your team. Throw in some pictures. If we can get every team in the association to do that, we would have way more than enough content to make the initial launch just really awesome. So if you guys could get some stuff together for me, just send that to the email address that I've stated previously in this podcast, and that would just be awesome. And with that being said, I think it is time to now move this podcast into our next segment. And with no games to recap and no upcoming games to preview, it's time to make some phone calls, so let's get to it.
Let's make some calls, shall we?
Alright, the first guest we're going to talk to today, and I guess really the first guest ever on Average Joe's podcast, is my good buddy John DeSaunier, a Baton Rouge, Louisiana native who will be attending the University of Louisville this fall semester. He is going to try to start a team up there, hopefully. And I thought maybe we could talk to him, you know, see what he thinks starting that team will be like, what challenges, you know, he thinks he'll face. And hopefully, once you guys listen to this, you'll have suggestions, you know, words of wisdom that you can send to him and help make this process a little bit easier. So let's get him on the phone.
Hello?
Johnny boy.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, dude. How you doing?
Excellent,
huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we are calling you here. You're going to be the first ever phone interview on Average Joe's podcast. How does that make you feel?
That makes me feel very honored, actually.
Very honored. That's what you better be saying, if you know what's good for you. So, are you pretty nervous, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah. I'm shaking up here, man.
You got the sweaty palms going pretty good right now. Well, if you hadn't been, I would suggest that you gagged yourself, so I'm glad you went ahead and took care of that for me, though.
I'll hold it back.
Well, we're just going to, there's nothing really to be nervous about. We're just going to talk to you, you know, ask you a couple questions, you know, grill you on some very important life issues and stuff like that. So, you know, the whole world's going to be listening. It's nothing to be too nervous about.
Pleasure, Dad.
So, anyways, what I told the guys on the podcast was that we were going to talk to you about the potential of starting a team at Louisville this coming semester. So I figured just to ask you a couple questions about that, pick your brain and see what you think about it. And so there's nothing really to be too nervous about. But anyways, I was telling them that you had, or I was talking to you earlier, and you actually have some previous dodgeball experience, correct?
That's right, that's right.
Well, can you elaborate on this dodgeball experience for us?
Yeah, well, I played in a church league for 2 years during high school. Me and a bunch of friends played on our team. They did it every year, and we played over the first year, and we came in second, but we won the second year, so it was a lot of fun.
And can you explain to the good people listening at home why you came in second the first year?
Well, there was this other team there, and they were like twice our size, and yeah, they beat us.
Yeah, they were pretty massive from what I remember.
Yeah, and it was actually the person I'm talking to that I hate.
The starter of the greatest dodgeball team in the history of the world right here. Came through and swept the church league softball or dodgeball tournament. I said softball every time. I was
pretty much scared of everyone on that team.
Yeah, I definitely recruited some of the street scummiest characters for that tournament, I remember, so.
I really needed a gun.
I really almost felt blasphemous walking into a church building with those creeps. But you still got your you still got your golden spoon from winning that thing?
Oh, yeah. I still use it to eat every now and then. It's the best.
I sleep with it every night if it makes you feel any better.
It's the best trophy ever given.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were too forward to afford golden wrenches. So they just went out to, I think, like probably Hobby Lobby and bought some, you know, $2 golden spoons.
Yeah,
so
well, that makes it even better.
Yeah, it's better than like a little certificate or something, you know. But, and what was it about that tournament and playing dodgeball? I mean, what elements of the game do you enjoy the most, do you think?
The thing I like most about dodgeball is, it's just really exciting. I played some sports, you know, in my young days, and none of them just give you the same excitement that dodgeball does. Like, you're on the court, and you never know what's going to happen. There's balls flying everywhere, balls hitting you in the face.
In your case, balls hitting you in the face. You're pretty used to that.
You have to be alert at all times. Like, you know, you're out playing baseball and you're sitting out on the field picking grass and not doing really anything.
Mm-hmm.
In football, you know, you get a lot of action, but you're on the sidelines a lot. And dodgeball, it's just always something happening. You never know where something's going to come from and just make you bleed.
Mm-hmm. You got to watch out. You get that nose busted.
Yeah, for real.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing that I've mentioned a lot before is that this is a game that really is very exciting. It's very fast-paced. And, you know, another thing that, you know, a lot of people don't understand is that it's very user-friendly. Unlike, you know, sports like football or basketball or baseball that require very specific skill sets to be able to do well, dodgeball, like you mentioned earlier, plays a lot to your, you know, natural talents and tendencies.
Exactly. You can have a person like me come out on the court and, you know, be a decent player, whereas if I went out and played, you know, on a Western football team, I'd probably get killed.
Yeah, you probably would be killed within the first couple seconds, yeah. I would think.
I would be broken in many cases.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing, too, that you know, and I guess this is kind of true in every sport, but it's a lot more prevalent with dodgeball, is that even if you don't have the best arm, you know, which is kind of the, you know, the quarterbacks get the glory in, you know, football, the stud pitcher gets the glory in baseball because, you know, they have the laser rocket arms, as Peyton Manning says. But, you know, even with dodgeball, the great part is even if you don't have that cannon arm, you can really help out and contribute to your team. There's so many different things you can do. You can catch. You can, you know, help get balls to, you know, the players that should be making the throws. You know, you can help bluff. I mean, there's just so many different things that you can help do to really contribute to your team.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's really a big team thing. You know, to be able to be any good, you have to be on the, you know, same
And you had actually, I mean, when we played in that church league, it was, you know, kind of the what we're used to in, like, middle school and elementary school dodgeball. Smaller teams. I think we played 6-on-6 with 5 balls, I think is what it was. And but you hadn't actually really seen or, you know, definitely not experienced college dodgeball until you went on YouTube and checked out some of our game highlights. And I think you said you were a bit stunned at the number of people and just the level of action that was going on during a game.
Yeah, like, the only way I played is, you know, at church or in elementary school or middle school where, you know, there's two kids on the court. And I watched this video on YouTube of this college team playing, these two college teams playing, and it was crazy. Like, there's, how many, like, 10 balls on the court?
Mm-hmm.
And there's just, I'm kind of scared, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it really is intimidating. We, you know, when we had our first tournament at UK in November of 2007, we really kind of went in, I guess, a bit naive. We didn't know what to expect and just kind of went in with realistic expectations and, you know, just kind of found out real quick, you know, what college dodgeball is all about, because it'll hit you pretty quick if you're not ready for it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's not playground dodgeball, that's for sure. So, but you, I don't know about you, but we actually, you know, this is a game that, you know, I was talking to my friend Derek about, has kind of been relegated to elementary school, middle school, you know, the kind of the playgrounds. And, you know, thankfully, you know, as much as I got to play in elementary school and middle school, that trend continued through high school. And, you know, kind of flourished once I got to college. So did you actually get the, you know, the opportunity to play when you were younger in elementary school and middle school?
Yeah, we played it when I lived in Louisiana. We played a lot in elementary school and some in middle school, you know. And it was a lot, like, I was always excited when the teacher would come out and say, oh, we're playing dodgeball today, because I always considered myself to be really good. you know.
Of course.
I don't know how good I was. It was a lot of fun, just because it takes a lot of stress out, you know, hitting other kids.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, you know, everyone makes fun of me, so, you know, I could kill them.
Exactly. You get back, you could get even with them on the dodgeball court.
Exactly.
But, you know, speaking of Louisiana, you actually went to LSU your first year in college, and now you're transferring to U of L this coming semester and going to be working pretty closely with me to try to get a team started up there. And yeah, that's the plan. And but what do you expect will be some of the challenges that you will face in trying to start this team?
Well, I mean, like you said, I'm a new student. I know a few people that will help me, you know, start the team, but I don't really have a big foundation to start off of friends. So I'm hoping, you know, put out some flyers or have some tryouts or something to just to meet people. And not only, you know, for the team, but I'm will be happy to make some friends for myself just because I don't know that many people. So, you know, really good for me just coming as a beginning student, you know. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, and there really is something to be said about the friends that you make on the dodgeball team just because you share the experience of, you know, taking somebody's block off with someone, and it's just kind of a unique bonding experience. So,
together as brothers.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So it's a great way to make friends, and, you know, it really is good exercise. Anyone that has played, you know, can attest to how sore you are the next day. And you don't even realize it's going to happen. You don't think it's going to happen, but you wake up the next morning, you can barely move your arms or your entire body for that matter, and you realize, hey, I actually got a pretty good workout last night, you know, playing dodgeball.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are just so many benefits to it, and, you know, it gives you, you know, something to talk about with these, you know, when you meet somebody for the first time. You know, there's so much stuff that's going through your head. What do I say? I don't want to seem like an idiot. What are they into? I don't want to offend anyone or step on anyone's toes, you know, but, you know. Exactly. There's just so much going through your head. You know, what movie was that off of where they were talking about that? Was that, yeah, it was Wedding Crashers, I think. And so you just play this whole psychological game with yourself. And but if you toss dodgeball out there, you know, there's no one in their right mind that gets offended by dodgeball.
Yeah,
So that's you know, the old standby to go to in case of an emergency when you first meet someone.
Exactly.
So you just toss that life preserver out there, and you're sure to reel in plenty of people.
Social lubricant.
Exactly. Well, you know, what do you think will be, you know, some of the elements about dodgeball that will attract students at UofL to the team and make them want to play?
Well, I think the biggest thing is what we talked about earlier is the easiness of coming on the court just for your first time and understanding the rules. It's really an easy game to learn, and you don't have to be the best athlete to be a good player, you know. And another thing, really important thing, is the schedule. You know, college students are really busy with all the academic work, and a lot of kids have to work, you know, to pay for everything. And with dodgeball, you know, you have practice once, maybe twice a week, and then play once a month. And it won't take up their schedule, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Other things might be more important. They can always do this.
Exactly, and let me correct you, you know, right off the bat, and say that nothing is more important than dodgeball, and you know, just clear that up right away.
I didn't mean to be blasphemous.
Yeah, you just better watch your tongue if you want to keep it. You know, all that is so true, and I think that is another important thing. Is, you know, this sport just has so much going for it, and the fact that it's, you know, like you said, such a good stress reliever. It's so easy to pick up and learn and be, you know, good at. It's a sport that, you know, people can excel at easily who maybe don't have the most, you know, athletic ability. And, you know, on top of that, it's, you know, not very time consuming, so it's able to fit into people's schedule really well.
Yeah, that's a big advantage.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's just, this game has so much going for it, and, you know, we hope, you know, your school, we hope your school will be, you know, a trendsetter in, with the relaunch of the organization that we're attempting to do, you know, get some more schools started on the path to, you know, creating their own teams and, you know, giving us more schools and more competition. So,
yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, that's the ultimate goal, is just world domination. And I hope we're well on our way to that. But I think we're going to try to, you know, send this podcast out to the different captains and hopefully get some feedback for you on, you know, starting this team. You know, if they have any advice, any words of wisdom they can offer you, they can send that to your way and, you know, hopefully make this an easy process, even though it's not too difficult to begin with.
So, I mean, if you're out there listening to this, you know, I can use all the help I can get. Yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah, so you got me, and, you know, hopefully that will be enough, but, you know, we could always use some more help. There are people out there who have been doing this for a lot longer than I have. So, you know, like John said, if you're out there listening and you know some traps that he needs to avoid, or you know some recruiting strategies or some practice tips, anything along those lines that you feel like would be helpful, please let us know, because we're trying to get you guys off on the right foot and, you know, not just get, you know, y'all out there and have the crap beat out of y'all. At least until after we play you guys, and then you can be dominant. But we want y'all to be cellar dwellers when we come up and play, so that's the strategy, at least. I think we're going to be in good shape, though, and, you know, they're, like at any school, kids are just looking to get involved and get plugged into something, and dodgeball is just a great outlet for that, for all the reasons that we've talked about. And I feel like, you know, if we can start a team here at Western, there's no reason we can't start one at Louisville, which I'm sure has more students, so you have a bigger base from which to draw. So y'all got a lot going for you.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the next year. You know, hopefully we can get some people that are interested and maybe even committed to come in a lot and, you know, get some good players and hopefully challenge people, you know, not just go out there and get our butts kicked, but actually challenge, you know, Western or UK.
That would be sweet. So, you know, of course, the most important thing is to get those sweet uniforms.
So, oh, yeah.
I think if you guys...
I think it's some awesome colors.
Maybe like a pink and lime green or something, you know, Vera Bradley print. Yeah. So, you know, as long as we can have y'all looking fabulous out there, that will be a big step in the right direction, I feel like. But anyways, buddy, we appreciate your time and, you know, appreciate you, you know, spilling your deepest, darkest secrets about what you're, you know, terrified of with this whole, you know, team, starting up the team and stuff. And and we will, like I said, definitely forward you any comments that this podcast receives from other captains or whatever, so you can, you know, start this thing off right.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Well, we'll be talking to you again here soon, maybe once the school year gets started, to see how, you know, the team is coming, and hopefully you'll be well on your way to success.
Hope so.
All right, man. I appreciate it, and we will talk to you soon, okay? You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. All right, so that was my good buddy John DeSaunier, who will be attending Louisville this fall. And I'm serious when I say that if you guys have any suggestions, you know, for him, please send that to me at the aforementioned email address that I've stated a couple times before in this podcast, and I will make sure he gets a hold of that. The next guy that we're going to talk to is actually my designer buddy that I mentioned previously in the podcast, Derek Sabston. And we've been working very closely together over the summer to come up with the look for the new NCDA website. He's helped basically design the entire thing, and I've just kind of been there as a guide. So he really is, you know, the person who is making this whole thing go. I'm just kind of the brains behind the operation. I've just been kind of telling him which way to go, and he's been, you know, taking it and running with it. So we're going to give him a call, and we're going to talk to you guys for a little bit about our plans for the NCDA in a little more detail. So let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hey, Derek. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man. Just calling you here with the first ever edition of the podcast. Thought we'd let the listeners hear the genius behind the relaunch of the NCDA and get his thoughts. So, figured I'd give you a call, man. How you been? Can't complain, man. Having a good summer so far?
Yeah, great summer.
I guess I should know. I've seen you pretty much like every week so far this summer. But I've been explaining in pretty good detail on the podcast thus far about all the different things that we're trying to do with the association, some specifics of our relaunch plans and stuff like that. So I figure I'd just call, maybe pick your brain and see, you know, from a creative side, what you think about it. So, you know, I've kind of told them what's going on, but just from your side of things, what do you really think about the relaunch of the NCDA? What does it mean to you?
I think the relaunch of the website and the organization as a whole will bring a little variety to a campus throughout the Northeast, really, the Midwest areas.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll let more people get involved that might not be as athletic enough to play, say, basketball, football, anything like that. This is a less serious side to varsity athletics, you know?
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's what I talked to when I talked to my other friend John, who's also going to be interviewed on this first edition of the podcast. He said the same thing. It's a sport that plays more towards your natural tendencies. It doesn't require as sophisticated of skills. And, you know, what I mentioned earlier in this podcast was that up until, like, around the time the national tournament rolled around last year, I really felt like instead of being a very unified organization, we were kind of more of just kind of a loose conglomeration of schools. And we really had nothing to grasp onto and nothing to look towards. So I feel like the relaunch will kind of give us that this unifying factor. So, you know, the website is the integral part of our plans just because we are a web-based organization. So, you know, I've not really mentioned the specifics of our plan and what we've been doing. So can you kind of give the listeners at home kind of an idea of what we've been doing over the summer, what programs we've been using to make this thing happen?
We've been working on the website. We've been trying to get something more professional looking, a little more streamlined, a little more upscaled version of the previous website. You know, we got sharp graphics, things like that, making it look more like, say, like an NFL website or an MLB or any other NCAA organization website. Just because it's not as a big sport yet, still deserves all the other factors that go into play with any other sport. Basically doing kind of like a news style homepage with updates on players, teams, and et cetera. And then also allowing links to off-site pages for all the teams, and then actual insight pages for all the teams as well, with our own stories and videos and pictures as well. It's going to offer a lot of media coverage. And also going to eventually have message boards and a store up. So that will offer a lot of interaction throughout actual fans of the sport and all that.
Yeah.
So that'll definitely be a really good thing for the organization as a whole, since not all the schools throughout the U.S. are taking part yet. All the teams involved are kind of spread out. It's definitely important to have a good, like, main, like, citadel for all the teams.
Yeah, and that's what I felt like we kind of lacked up until now, was that just kind of thing to gravitate towards. And I think, you know, with the our generation being very tech savvy and, you know, very internet savvy, it just is important. You have to really put a lot of effort into a website to make it something that's going to be interesting and appealing to people. Wouldn't you agree? Yeah, and I said earlier that I called this generation the YouTube generation, and that feeds into a lot of what we've been thinking in trying to incorporate a lot of media on the new page as far as pictures and video. So can you tell us a little bit about how we're going to incorporate that into the new homepage?
Definitely. We'll have an active Flickr account as well as YouTube account to upload videos and photos as, like, soon as possible to allow for everybody to see exactly what's going on, what it's all about, and everything like that. I mean, it's hard to kind of commentate a dodgeball game, so reading a story about a game is definitely not going to be as interesting as watching someone get pegged with a ball, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So pictures and video updates will be staple on our website, because that's what everyone's going to be looking forward to.
Yeah, I don't think there's anyone out there who doesn't enjoy watching somebody get pegged in the face by a dodgeball. So, yeah. But what I had talked about earlier was that this website, you know, for all the bells and whistles that we can throw on there, it is definitely going to have to be sustained by content that other schools generate and give to us. So, can you kind of stress the importance of having that content, you know, given to us to work with?
Oh, for sure. Both of us go to Western, and that's only one school out of, what, 20 or 30 that's involved right now. So, I mean, we can't be at every game. We can't be all over the United States covering all this stuff. So interaction with the other teams is, we definitely need that to keep our page up to date, to keep it informative, and to keep it interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, because I've said before, this is definitely a website, you know, for the members of the association, by the members of the association. And, you know, the need for content right now that we have is, you know, a real need. Without that, you know, help from other schools, this website, you know, it'll look nice, but it's going to stay the same, you know, throughout the entire semester if we can't have new content. So, what about, can you tell them a little bit about what type of programs we've been using to kind of make this thing get off the ground?
We've been creating all the graphics for the website and everything like that, Photoshop, and then importing everything into Adobe Dreamweaver.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're at right now, just slicing up the site and everything, like all the bells and whistles and everything like that, to get it underway.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we actually have a meeting to work on it some more tomorrow, so, but I'm just wanting to send out this podcast just to kind of get everybody, you know, aware in more detail what we're trying to do, So what I've kind of laid out my goals for what I hope this eventually does for the association. What are your goals? What do you hope to accomplish by helping me relaunch this organization in a brand new way?
Well, I hope the relaunch will definitely help me out, the aspiring graphic artist.
Of course.
Not only help me, but I hope that everyone else can see this and realize that, hey, you know, this is a sport. It's still a college sport. You know, it's not just like a sport club or something like that I've just put together. But, I mean, there's teams throughout the U.S. that are taking part in it, and hopefully people from other schools will notice that and join along as well.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully everything can spread and one day hopefully be as noticed, I mean, even half as noticed as, say, like, NCAA basketball or football or anything like that.
Yeah, and you know, this is just such a fun and easy sport. You know, it just doesn't have the national recognition that those sports have right now. It's kind of relegated to elementary schools, middle schools, you know, the playground. But I think that this website will be, you know, a big boost as far as building interest and, you know, hopefully recruiting new schools to, you know, joining the association and starting their own teams, don't you think?
I think the website will definitely showcase not only the ability of the teams, but also the dedication and hard work they put in as a whole.
Yeah. So, you know, I just hope that, you know, they, once we get this off the ground and they can see, you know, how nice the website is and, you know, the effort that has gone into it and how, you know, this association is something to be proud of and something you want to be a part of, that the interest and the desire to be part of it will grow. Can you maybe talk for a second about what our different influences and inspirations have been in designing the new website?
In designing the new website, we definitely looked into sites like NFL, the NBA, ESPN, MLB, other sport organizations definitely are a heavy influence because it's good to do new things, but when you're in kind of what we're doing is similar to what they're doing. So to get everything kind of streamlined and modern like they have would definitely make us look a whole lot better organized and good-looking organization. I mean, throwing up a few boxes or a MySpace or anything like that just wouldn't look as professional as it needs to be for a full-blown college organization.
Exactly. And a thing I mentioned, which was kind of the driving force behind relaunching this website, was that I really wanted to establish a new identity for the NCAA. Can you maybe talk about how having a strong identity is important for any organization?
Having a strong identity is very important for anybody or any organization. Without an identity, you know, you won't get noticed, you won't be seen, and no one will know anything about you. So establishing a strong and up-to-date identity for the organization will definitely point a lot more fingers toward us. People will start looking more at us more seriously, for sure. And it won't be such like a big joke. You know, it's not just a recreational sport. It's a full-blown college sport.
Yeah.
So we got to treat it like it's one. I mean, this March Madness is a big thing throughout the United States, and that's just a college sport, too. So dodgeball is a college sport as well, so it ought as well be treated like it should be.
Yeah, and I think what I mentioned before was that part of the new identity was going to be to come up with a brand new logo, and you actually came up with that logo, and really being into the whole graphic design thing, why is it so important to have a very identifiable logo, and what did you do with our logo to help achieve that?
We have created for the NCAA is almost a mimic of the NBA logo. old school throw red and blue logo with the basketball player, except we sort of twisted it and added a dodgeball, a slump dodgeball with the NCAA text inside it as well. A good starter logo for sure, because definitely a sport oriented logo, and with the bright colors, it definitely catch eyes, and it's a good good identifiable logo for any organization. Really.
Yeah.
Good one for our association.
Because when you think of, you know, important sports organizations in the world, like the NFL and the NBA and Major League Baseball, there's certain images that come into your mind, and a lot of times the images are the association's logos. So, you know, we felt like that was a very important step. And, you know, as this organization grows and hopefully becomes bigger and more, you know, important and recognizable, the logo may change, but right now we feel like it's a good fit for our website, and, you know, it's a very sleek and, like you said, streamlined design, and I think it's going to be a huge part of help, you know, building up this new identity.
Definitely.
So, any other thoughts, you know, closing comments on just basically the association, the relaunch, you know, our new website?
Out there who haven't looked into dodgeball at the college, you know, might have a few kids interested. Go ahead and get out there and start a team. You know, it's not that hard. And the growing community, as we've seen just from last year, this year, the amount of teams that have actually signed up to compete.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's very interesting. Well, it's fun to watch, you know. Great time to have in a college.
Yeah.
You don't have to put half as much work as if you were, say, playing basketball or football, you know. I mean, even though dodgeball can get tiring, 2 miles in 12 minutes won't be necessary.
Exactly. So, you know, with that being said, we hope that the, you know, association continues to grow. That's one of the main goals at the heart of our relaunch. And, you know, we're both going to do our best to, you know, make sure that happens. So, Derek, I appreciate all your hard work, buddy, and thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us.
All right, thank you.
All right, man, we'll be checking in again soon.
All right,
bye. All right, well, that concludes our first ever episode of Average Joe's Podcast. I hope you guys have enjoyed, and hopefully we'll see everybody back for round two. But until then, you stay classy, San Diego.
Thanks for listening to Average Joe's Podcast. Make sure to check out the latest episode of Average Joe's on iTunes or our website, ncdadodgeball.com. Until next time, just remember the 5 D's of dodgeball.
Dive, jump, dip, dive, dive.
Bye-bye.